Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court has decided to take a case called Little Sisters of the Poor. This is an amazing journey of this religious organization now back again to the United States Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this has been a long road for the Little Sisters of the Poor. It started under the Obama administration, when the Obama administration issued the regulations under the Department of Health and Human Services regarding the Obamacare contraception mandate. And under that mandate, they required religious organizations to actually provide free contraception and other medication that are abortion-inducing drugs and devices to their employees. Little Sisters of the Poor said no, that would violate our sincerely held religious beliefs, and that's when all the litigation and the controversy began. If you go back to 2011, the Obama administration, HHS, issued the contraception mandate. We'll just call it the contraception mandate, but it also includes, by the way, the abortion-inducing drugs called abortifacients. These are drugs that act after fertilization, or it could be IUDs. These are IUDs, intrauterine devices, that act after a fertilized egg. So these are abortion-inducing drugs and devices. That happened in 2011. Matt, then in 2013, Little Sisters of the Poor went to court to protect the religious freedom. It loses at the district and the appeals court, and the case gets sent to the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, and now they're finally, you know, going to take it up. And we just spoke the other day about the executive order by President Trump. Basically, that executive order would cover Little Sisters here. But the point is, the First Amendment covers Little Sisters, and the high court needs to rule on this to put that to bed.
Well, I think that's what they're going to do, because when you continue following this timeline, how did they get to this in 2020? Back in 2013, after they lost at the lower court, Federal Court of Appeals, the U.S. Supreme Court issued an emergency relief. On New Year's Eve, 2013, issued an emergency injunction to grant immediate relief for Little Sisters of the Poor. 2014, in January, the Supreme Court issued an injunction to protect Little Sisters of the Poor while the case continues. Then you move down to 2015 and 2016. 2016, the Supreme Court sided with Little Sisters of the Poor, unanimously overturning a lower court's ruling.
And we filed amicus brief in that case.
Yeah, we filed amicus briefs all the way through this.
Yeah.
Then HHS, under the Trump administration, 2017, there's a change that happens in Washington. President Trump becomes president. And in October 2017, the federal government issued an exemption for religious nonprofits protecting the Little Sisters. So that looked like, oh, the relief is here. Yeah. It's over. But no. 2017, several states, including California and Pennsylvania, immediately sued to take away Little Sisters and others' religious exemption. They didn't like this proposed rule coming out of the Trump administration. They wanted to force them to violate their religious beliefs. So then we're in 2019. October 2019, Little Sisters of the Poor loses at the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and then they ask the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case and decide it once and for all. And in January of 2020, they said, we're going to step in and take the case. So that case will be reviewed later this year with a ruling no later than the end of June this year. And hopefully it puts the nail in the coffin and stops this nonsense that began under Obamacare.
And there was injunctive relief.
There was injunctive relief that was given. And then the new rule was going to relax that, permanently allow religious organizations to say, no, we're going to opt out. And then these states filed suit. to stop the rule. This is unbelievable because these states want to fight these religious organizations, and here's what they want to do.
Yeah.
Little Sisters of the Poor is a Catholic nun organization run by Catholic nuns. Their whole mission is to help those people who are underprivileged, people that are kicked to the side of the curb, mm-hmm. and they have a religious mission. But they're doing really good for these people that they're serving, and they've been doing that for many, many years. Now, under Obama and the Obamacare mandate, and what these states wanted to continue is to say, go ahead and for now you can do your social work, but you're going to have to violate your core principles if you want to stay in existence mm-hmm. to
they're
do
pro-life,
that.
They're pro-life, though.
Yeah. It's not that you have to have a decision to opt out of federal funding. That's not the issue. It's not that you can continue your work and you just don't talk about your faith. That's not the issue in this case. It's that in order to do your work of helping the poor, you've got to provide at no cost to your employees contraception, which is contrary to their religious belief, mm-hmm. and abortion-inducing drugs and devices. In other words, you have to provide medication and devices yeah. that will kill children in order to be able to do any kind of work.
Unreal.
Religious schools, you go on
Can
and on.
Imagine?
It's
they're trying to abolish the Christian position on human life
right.
and the sanctity of human life. Matt, do you think the Hobby Lobby case gives us any insight into how the court might rule on this? They tend to be even before Kennedy stepped down, they tend to be pretty favorable toward religious liberty.
Yeah, see, the difference between why you say, well, why did these cases with faith-based nonprofits continue on when you already had the Hobby Lobby case
yeah.
Some years ago? Didn't that also decide the question? And the answer is yes and no. The Hobby Lobby case didn't deal with a nonprofit organization. It dealt with a for-profit organization. The for-profit organizations had to provide this contraception and drugs and devices that kill children. They didn't have an ability to, quote, opt out. And I use the word opt out in quotes. So that's Hobby Lobby. The religious nonprofit organizations had the right, the government, these states and these pro-Obamacare advocates would say, but they could opt out. But here's what they would have to do. They would have to sign a form. We're going to object to that based upon our religious beliefs. Fine. But you're going to still have to have your insurance company provide the contraception and devices that are abortifacient to your employees at no cost. You don't have to pay for it, quote unquote, but your insurance company does. So we're going to put it on the insurance company's back. Now, Little Sisters of the Poor and the nonprofits said, now, we're not going to do that. Why? Because that's like saying, pull the trigger, and they say, no, I can't do that to take a human life. Mm-hmm. But what you can do is you can sign this form, and you can delegate to a third party, and they can pull the trigger.
So you hire a hitman instead.
You hire
instead.
A hitman. Yeah, well, that's really the theological yeah. basis behind why yeah. they wouldn't sign this quote-unquote opt-out, because they're designating, they're telling a third party to go do something contrary to the religious beliefs that they themselves wouldn't do directly.
Good for them for standing, being persistent in all of this.
And these are nuns. These yeah. are elderly nuns that they're picking on here. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, yeah. So the fact that the Supreme Court decided to take the case, I think, is good news. I think this whole Obama mandate will be struck down unconstitutional, particularly the provision that requires religious organizations to comply.
And
we'll file a brief.
Do we know when the court
we don't know.
Will hear this?
They just now took the case. They'll set the case for oral argument and briefing, and we'll be involved in briefing the case, filing an amicus brief. And then the case will be set for oral argument later this year. But certainly all these cases that they're taking now will be decided no later than the last day of the term in June 2020. So it's a great development. It's unfortunate that you have to go this circuitous route in order to protect religious freedom in America. But elections do matter, and under that previous election, it was very hostile to religious freedom, and we're still having to deal with some of the ramifications of that to undo some of these bad policies that were put into existence back then. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Subscribe to our free newsletters and emails. Hit the subscribe button. You can also research other issues to be aware of religious freedom in life and family issues. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.